John Hinton and Kim Coza on the phone, y'all. Good morning.
Overton and Sinclair.
Good morning.
What's up, John? Morning. What's up, Kim?
What's going on, TJ?
I'm excited, man. Thanks for participating in the 2015 All-State Time doing a family reunion Labor Day weekend.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to it. How you doing, Mama? I ain't talked to you in a while. Kim, how you doing, baby?
Hey, John Hinton.
Hey, word around campfire is you cheating on me. We ain't got a divorce. Ain't no y'all ain't seen that episode. We got divorced. What's going on? I got a
Sinclair
bad feeling about this one.
Sinclair has two times Overton, and believe me, people on social media get mad at me. I post a picture of my new husband, and people say, "You gonna make Overton mad?"
I tried to tell you she wasn't right. I tried to tell you she wasn't right,
Uncle Tibby.
Yeah, you told me.
Thank
you,
Uncle Tibby.
Uncle Tibby told me. He told me.
So we'll have four of the characters, four of the actors that played Erica Alexander, who played Max, my favorite.
You can't say that with Sinclair on the phone.
I gotta keep it
100. I'm sorry. Erica Alexander just does it for me. I've always said that. TC Carson, Kyle will be there, and of course Sinclair and Overton, and this just then, Uncle Tibby.
But don't count on it. Don't put it. You know, Uncle Tibby's a little funny acting.
Yeah.
No, baby, it's Tibby time.
Come on, Uncle Tibby.
Who was the person who clowned the most on the set of the show?
It depends on the day, you know. A lot of times it was Erica, you know Kim Coles always, but Erica, she had some good stuff. It depended on the day.
And John Hinton never did anything,
John
right?
No,
you know me.
Let me tell y'all something about John. John Hinton is one of those people, first of all, he's naturally funny anyway, but John would wait. He's one of those wait for it, then boom, kind of comedian. Yeah. He would be saying what everybody would be thinking, but we would dare not say. He would say he's just that funny now.
No, I'm just minding my own business, that's all.
Right.
How many seasons?
We did 5 seasons, and thanks to you, you helped us get that last little breath of fresh air that we got. Remember, John?
That's right. We sure did appreciate it.
I remember those days.
The show went off the air.
We was upset, man.
TJ went like the Godfather. He went to the mattresses.
Wow. How many years ago was that?
God, this was 98, I think. Yeah,
you got to say 92 to about 97, maybe 97, 98.
92.
98. Mm-hmm.
But everybody was upset. Yeah. I wasn't alone.
No, but there was that air campaign led by Tom Joyner that gave the boost to give them that extra season. And that was so, because at the time, think about the impact that Living Single had on our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as people who were living single, mm-hmm. and you guys were the embodiment of all that, and it really hurt when you were, you know, to talk about the cancellation and all that, and to have you come back, that meant a lot.
And that fifth season meant syndication, right?
And
people
didn't understand.
And
they
stopped you at 4 seasons. So that you wouldn't get that nice residual check.
Yeah, they tried to hold it up, but you saw it differently.
Oh, it wasn't just me.
But what's so beautiful about it is that the legacy of the show lives on. I meet young people today who say, my mom watched the show and she had me watch the show and I love it. You know, you meet young fans who go, it still resonates with them because these 6 people loved each other. We were positive. There was a good energy. There was a true love affair between Sinclair and Overton. We certainly didn't see a lot of that on TV at the time. We don't see a lot of it now, you know, like really healthy relationships. And it just resonated with people, healthy relationships and family. And even Max and Kyle, who had their love-hate relationship, there was true love there.
That was truth, too. And will you be bringing your groom to the Tom Joyner family reunion, Kim?
I am bringing my groom. He has been Erica approved. Now I need John and TC to sign off on it for sure.
We'll see how that turns out.
Oh, congratulations.
It is a family reunion, and clowning is absolutely allowed.
It's necessary.
Yes. And you're all going to be doing relationship seminars, autograph signings, and you know we have the reunion of Good Times.
That's right.
And we have the kids from Black-ish.
Oh
cool.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
It's Labor Day weekend. Fun.
Labor Day weekend, Orlando.
All right.
The All-State Time Joint Family Reunion. We'll see you there, John Hinton and Kim Coles.
All right. Good talking to you, TJ.
And family.
And they want you to wear your tool belt there, John.
Okay.